Mine too.
Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
Hi, how are you? How about you? How are you today? Good.
I'm okay. Had a good day.
Are we the only two? Are we the only two on?
I think so. I haven't heard any noise at all. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to mute my phone then.
Okay.
Hello, is there anybody else on? This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. It's Gotcha.
Jamie, I'm on. This is Ruby.
Okay.
I'm on.
Ruby.
Oh, okay.
So
well, the gang's all here. Okay.
Jamie, do you have links for iZenu? Because I don't. Mine is under construction, but you know, mine does pretty often. Are we still connected? Hello?
Yes, I had just muted myself.
Okay. I hear noise, but I can't tell if that's him trying to connect or if it's just static.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Has anybody been able to call him?
I don't think so.
Okay. Shall
you
I
want to
hang
call
up?
Me?
I'll hang up and I'll do that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Jamie again.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Hanoch, and he says that this is at 8 p.m. Pacific time tonight. I thought he said it had gone back earlier, you know?
Oh,
but
okay.
He says it's going to be 8 p.m. Pacific.
We should have known that. We've been doing that for weeks, I guess.
I know. I thought with it getting darker at night, he said that they would be taking it back earlier, and I thought I heard him say that, but evidently I was mistaken.
Okay, so
guys,
we need to turn another 45 minutes.
Well,
okay, thank you.
I don't know that I'll still be up, but anyway,
well,
shalom, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
well, thank you
so much.
Bye-bye.
For calling.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanoch.
How are you, Jasmine?
Good, and you?
Good. Is anybody else on that you're aware of?
No.
Okay, so let's wait to see if others people come back. Good evening.
cannot.
Yes, Jasmine.
Are you doing the Capitol this year?
Yeah, I'll be describing it tomorrow.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the chorus. Gedula Chemincha Tati. Gimel Yotaf Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufresh Ayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Sheyachud Cha Gevavat Shamrein. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rakamei Sidkatha Tamid Gamleim. Bet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Birol Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. The letters of the month of Tishrei, the Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed that created the constellation Moznaim, the scales, the Libra. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyutav. We're reading from the seven verses that we connect to each day, starting with 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Rach ha-kohanim ha-yu limat ve-lo yachlu le-hav-shit et kol ha-olot v'yachazkum achechem ha-leviim Ad kulot amlacha, v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim. Excuse me. Ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim. Yo, hey, wah, hey. La, la, hey. Wah, wah, wah. Yo, la, yo. A, la, may. Hey, hey, hey. A, ka, re, ka, ha. Now we're reading a verse from Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Adonai Adead Kibia Adonai Tzur Olamim. Job chapter 7 verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Samuel Aleph 23:23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam. Asher yitchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachum. Behalakti idchem wichayim yashno. Faret vehipasti oto bekol alfe Yehuda. Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yovedo roal yomu ayo. 2 Samuel. Samuel Bet, chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami leYisrael untati vishakan takta velo yirgaz od velo yosifu vene avla laanoto kaasher barishona. And now we're going to read a verse from the Zohar and continue in this section because this is a Zohar class tonight. You can find this on the Hashem website at the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. We'll open up to a list of all of the 54 parashiyot. When you open it up, scroll down to the second to the last one, which is the parasha of Ha'azinu. And when you open that up, we're going to be reading from, starting with section 5, verse 19. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Te Bidchilu Urchimu, urchimu, udchilu, liachta. Peshem Yehud, kutsha barichu, ishkinte bidchilu. Urchimu, udchilu, liachta, Hashem, yudhe, bavavhe. Be Yehuda, shalim, beshem, kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah. Vayino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konanei aleinu maasei yadeinu konanehu. Tachat sidara bitra tenafku b'mitraim yadu kola tehamoshe gale. Lon kolinun mem shenin dehawo bemadvara kemadi amena tana marabi tzak viach moshe lagale daela behau yomade hawa salik min alma. Dikti ben mea ve'esrim shana anochi hayom behahu yoma mamash ve'akada La Amar Adiyahavu Leya Rishuta Dikti Viata Kitvu Lachem Et Hashira Hazot Vekad Gale La Amar Ha'azinu Yisrael Ela Ha'azinu Hashamayim. Come and see. The last generation that left Egypt knew everything, because Moses revealed it to them in all the 40 years that they were in the wilderness. As I said, we learned that Rabbi Yitzhak said, even Moses revealed it only on the day he departed from the world. As it is written, I am 120 years old this day. On the very day he passed away. Hence he did not speak until he was given permission, as written. Now therefore write this poem for yourselves. When he did reveal, he did not say, give ear, Israel, but give ear, heavens. My commentary. To truly learn Kabbalah, one must learn all of the techniques to reveal the various names of Hashem and how to use them. This means to know where you are going in the process of the names of Hashem, which gate, which world, which dimension, how to read the names of angels, and other aspects of the Kabbalah. Excuse me. Pasuk 22. Tana behahia shata de amar Moshe ha'azinu ha'shamayim v'adabera itragishu al min nafak kala v'amar Moshe Moshe amai at marish alma kola at bereya tevarnash uginach itragish alma patach v'amar kishem adonai echra behahia shata ishtataku v'atzitu milo Ha'adara Zuta Kedisha. We learned that when Moses said, give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, the world shook. A voice resounded, saying, Moses, Moses, why are you shaking the whole world? You are human. Shall the world shake because of you? He opened and said, I will call on the name of Hashem. At that moment they became silent and listened to his words. This is from the holy Idrozut, the smaller assembly. My covering. We need to listen to these words of Moshe also. Since the Idrazuta was clarifying the words of Ha'azinu. This is because Rabbi Shimon is a spark of the soul of Moshe. That is the end of this section, which is titled, Heavens Revealed on the Day That He Passed. Does anybody have any questions? Now we're reading from section 6. Now we're going to skip section 6 for some reason, let me double check on that. I thought I had completed section 6. No, I have not. So we will move on to section 7, which I know is titled The Nine Lights Glow from the Established Atika. I apologize for not completing section 6, and we will do so by Thursday so that we can cover it. This section starts out with my commentary. This section begins the Idra Zutta, the small assembly. It is considered to have aspects of Sitre Torah in places. The teachings of the Arizal through his student Chaim Vital, who wrote the Sefer Etz Chaim, the Tree of Life, came primarily from the Zohar. This Sefer is the major study of the Kabbalists in Israel. My computer is creating problems. This Sefer, the Tree of Life, came primarily from the Zohar and also from the teachings of the Ari. This Sefer is the major study of the Kabbalists in Israel. In view of the depth of this section and the ones that follow, please do not expect much commentary, and be clear that the commentary may be inaccurate. Pasuk 32. Atika de kol atikin, satima de kol satimin, itekan vela itakan. Itakan begin, lekaima kola, vela itakan, begin de la shekiach. The translation. The most ancient among the ancient, Atika, which is called the unknown head, which is most concealed, was established yet not established. It was established in order to maintain everything, but from its own aspect, it was not established, because its own establishments reveal nothing of its own nature, and it cannot be found. That is, it is incomprehensible. My commentary. Atika is a code word for Keter. Keter has three aspects, one of which is called Atika Kadisha, the ancient one, the ancient whole. There is also a term Arichan Pin, which means the large face. A third aspect is called concealed Chachma, concealed wisdom. The highest of these is Atika Kadisha, the ancient holy one. The above pasuk refers to Atika as an unknown head. Atika does not know of itself, which is what the pasuk teaches. This is hard to understand in the physical consciousness, since we know that we exist. Yet the aspect of Atika has a functional job to do, as described above, yet does not know that it exists. It is not, so to speak, programmed to ask this type of question. Its job is to see that all things below it, in the hierarchy of creation, exist and run in an orderly way. In this sense, everything is included in the Sefirah of Keter. If we use a mashal or a metaphor of a tree, the Keter is the seed. Included in the seed is the root, the trunk, the branches, the leaves, the flowers, the fruit, and the seed within the fruit. Yet the seed does not know it is a seed. Pasuk 33. Kadit kan afik tet nechorin tilahatin mineya mitakuno veinu nechorin mine mitnacharin umitlahatin viazlin umitpashtin lekali ve'ar kevuina. Tit pashtin mineya nechorin lekol aivar ve'inun nechorin demat pashtin kad yikravun lemin dalon laishakiach elabotina bilchodo kachu. Atika Kadisha Hubutina Ila Asatima Dekol Satimin Elakiah Barinun Nehorin Demit Pashtan Demat Galyain Utmiran Ve'inun ikrun shema kadisha uvkich kola had. The translation. When it was established, it produced nine lights, which are the nine sephirot, Keter, Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod of Arich Anpin, the garments of which are Abba and Ima, male and female, that glow from it, from the unknown head, from its establishments. These nine lights shine from it with chasadim, glow from it with givurot, and spread in every direction, both to Chachma and to chasadim, like a candle from which lights stream in every direction. When one approaches to observe the spreading lights, only the candle alone can be observed. That is, the candle and the light streaming from the candle are not two things, since the light spreading from it has no self-existence or power, because all its existence lies within that candle. If you take the candle to a different place, the light shall spread in a different place, and nothing will remain of them in the former place. Such is Atika Kadisha. It is lofty, most hidden candle, incomprehensible save for the light spreading from it, some of which are revealed and some of which are hidden. They are called the holy name, but the light spreading from Atika Kadisha have no self-existence. Heaven forbid, all their existence is within Atika Kadisha, though they are comprehensible, and Atika Kadisha is not. Like light streaming from the candle, for that reason, it is all one. My commentary. Elsewhere, Hanoch has taught that light is the fulfillment of desire to receive. In this sense, light is an extension of Atika Kadisha. There are nine lights that spread from the nine sephirot mentioned in the Pasuk. In Atika Kadisha, the lights and the sephirot, or desire, are united as one. One cannot speak of the sephirot of Atika Kadisha without including the lights that fulfill these sephirot. You cannot speak of the lights of Atika Kadisha without also including the idea of the vessel or the desire called sephirot. This confuses most people, since Keter is a Sephirah and is usually thought of as a light and not a vessel. This is what leads up to the machloket of, is Keter a light or a vessel? Remember, there is a Sephirah which is a vessel, and there are lights that fulfill these Sephirot. And when fulfilled, or ever partially, or even partially fulfilled, it is referred to as a world. Language and definition of words is very important, and we need to be careful that we utilize language properly to communicate to all. Pasuk 34. Uma di amre havrana besefre kadmae deinun dargin deitperiu viatika kadisha itkale behu pekohad vechad mishum deinun Tikunin diatika kadisha lav hashta idana lehane milin diha amena lon beidara Kadisha vachamena madela yadana hakiviad hashta astim bilibai mila vahashta anabil hoda askidna kame malka kadisha וכל הנזקאי כשוט דעתו למשמע מילין אילן. The translation. The friends have said in ancient books that the changes spreading from it are created graves. That is, they come into being through the establishments created, and that Atika Kadisha is revealed through each of them, since they are the constructions of Atika Kadisha. That is, they are types of covers over the illumination of Blessed, the endless light, and through these covers the lower beings are able to comprehend it. Its creation is in relation to people, but in the light itself there is no change. Heaven forbid, this is like a man who puts on clothes to appear before his neighbors. That man is not affected at all by these covers, though others are. This is not the same for these matters, because I have already spoken of them in the Holy Idra. But now I realize what I have not known that well, which until now was hidden in my heart. Now I alone testify before the Holy King and before all the truly righteous who came to hear these matters. My commentary. The commentary on the previous pasuk is helping to reveal these matters. Also, we would need to look at the section 2 and 3 in the Hidra Rabba, the large assembly. That is the end of this section. Does anybody have any questions? Section 8. Speaking of the skull of the Atika Kadisha. Verse 35. Gul galta deresha hivavra lavea shiruta vasiyuma Kul tera de kit fo, it peshat the it nahir, umine ya, yartun tzadikaya ya, dalid maya, almin de kisufin di alma di ate, mehai, lukul tera. De kitfa tehia gulgalta evavra natir natif tala koyoma lehahu ze'er anpin leat la'atar v'de'it kere shamayim uveya Zeminin mitai ya, leachaya ya, lezimna diate, diktiv yeiten, lecha Elohim, mital hashamayim, vitmal ya, resheu mehahu. Ze'er apin, natif lachakal, tapuchi.
I have returned. So where are we? We just from it, the righteous receive 400 desirable worlds for the world to come. From the joint flow, which is the whitehead, dew drips, namely plenty, daily to Zeranpin, which is a place called heaven. With it that dew, the dead shall be resurrected in the future that is coming. As written, therefore Elohim give you of the dew of heaven, namely the dew of Zeranpin that is called heaven, and his head is filled. From Zeranpin it flows to the field of apple trees, which is Malchut, and the whole field of apple trees radiates with this dew. My commentary. Are you asking yourself what is being said here? Various names are being said, and the implication is that they are the same thing. Yet in Hebrew, a different name implies a change from a previous or a lower level or condition. Let us look at the term skull. In our body, the skull means all the bones that cover the brain, like a klipa, chas v'shalom. In Kabbalah, the word skull is gulgalta. This is a term used in the church for centuries and is actually the term of Kabbalah that indicates clearly that the church was taught Kabbalah, yet in a non-kosher manner. Gulgalta in Aramaic means skull. When one does the Tikkun HaNefesh chart during the Anavakoa, it is the Aramaic used for the Keter, since the skull implies the head of the body. The head of Ari Kanpin implies the keter of the male aspect of the three components of what was said earlier, to exist yet not be aware of its existence. It is representing the concealed Chachma. Revealed Chachma in modern Kabbalah is called light of Chachma, or the light of wisdom. And in order for it to be revealed, it must be revealed by a vessel, which is called the light of Chassidim, or the light of loving kindness. As this light follows its path, its paths to spread everywhere, it congeals into a physical, but non-physical item, referred to as dew. This dew, this unity of Chachma with Chesed, in its congealed state, will be used to resurrect the dead. The field of apples is a metaphor for Malchut, which when filled by the dew of the resurrection, receives its own light, which it does not have until the dew reaches Malchut and begins to shine as the light of Malchut. Remember, Malchut has no light of its own. Pasuk 36. Ha'atika kadisha tamir veganiz v'hachmata ila asetima'a v'ahu gugalta mishtekach v'day v'hayatika la'itkalyaya ela resha bilchodo v'gindihu resha de'lekol resha achmeta ila adeyi resha beya satin v'yigre mocha ila mocha satima mocha deshakich deshakit belet deyeda leya bariu. The translation. This Atika Kadisha, which is Ari Kanpin, is hidden and obscured and concealed. Supernal Chachma of Ari Kanpin is in that skull, which is Keter of Ari Kanpin. Surely only the head alone was exposed in that Atika, because it is the beginning, the head of every beginning. Supernal Chachma, which is a head, is hidden within it. The head of Ari Kanpin, and is called the supernal brain, the covered brain, the subdued and quiet brain. None can comprehend it save it itself. My commentary. This appears to be in conflict, which is what is taught earlier, that this level of consciousness cannot know of its own existence. The resolution of the conflict is the skull knows what it covers, yet nothing below it can realize that it is covered by something. That's the end of this section. Are there any questions?
Hanak?
Yes.
I have a question. This is Ruby. In 35, toward the very bottom, it says, therefore, Elohim gave you the dew of heaven. The name Elohim in this context, is this like judgment or is this justice?
Give me a second because I already closed the page.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Not a problem. Okay, you're quoting a verse from the Tanakh, actually from the Chumash. You're quoting a verse from Genesis. So it is very far below the level that this pasuk is describing. So Elohim always means judgment. It's a name of God that represents natural law, cause and effect. You do something negative, it comes back to you as negativity. You do something positive, it comes back to you as positivity. That's what that verse is referring to as an explanation about the do, which most people don't ever understand. But the only way that the resurrection will take place is through do, which is the Hebrew word tal. Tal is tet lamed. It has a gematria of 39, which is the yud he vav gematria. Excuse me, that's not correct. Oh, yes, it is. If you use the gematria of the spelled out letters, yud is 20, he aleph is 6, vav is 12. 12 and 6 is 18, and 20 is 38. But the Vav that I gave you, Vav Vav, could also be spelled Vav Aleph Vav, and that's 39. So this is the tetragrammaton in its process. And when the hay is separated, the only way the Shefa can come into the world is as dew instead of rain, as dew instead of an ocean, as dew instead of the upper waters that come out of the Oort cloud. What is dew? It's the tool that will be utilized to resurrect the dead. I'm sure I haven't clarified your question, but I've directed you to search it to a greater degree.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Okay. I'm going to stop here because when I do section 6 on Thursday, along with section 9, you'll find a lot of this material will make more sense and less sense. And this is the nature of the Sitrei Torah. This is the nature of the growth of spirituality. As one comment or as one understanding, I will be doing, for those of you who know what Kaparota is, and what those of you who don't, I'll be describing that Sunday morning's class. I will be doing the Kaparot ritual, as I did in the last number of years. But because I'm announcing this late, all you will need to do is send me the names of the people, their first name, and their father's name, and whether they are male or female, if their name is not clear. With that information, and I recommend you do this ritual for each member of your family. Let me know if you wish to do it through email with this information. There would be a donation requested and required. But whatever arrangements you need to make as for that payment, I'll announce tomorrow what is the cost and let you know it. But it taking place Tuesday morning. So there is not a lot of time to make this happen. Those of you who are listening to this recording are going to hear this or find out about this Sunday afternoon after the recording, after the class. Those of you online now, many of you have asked me about the Copper Road, so you do know what it is. And the sooner you get me the names, the better the system will be. Because if there's any errors, I can't do it. If I don't know the sex of the person, if a woman and she's pregnant, she needs to do three names. Her own name, the baby if it's a male, and the baby if it's a female. And if you don't know the names, then just say baby boy and baby female, baby girl. That will be sufficient. Does anybody have any questions? Have a beautiful week. An easy fast, and I highly recommend you take a look at the fast, the how to do an easy fast from the Ari that is available on our website. It is a ritual that is so strange and yet works. But again, never believe a word I say, but please try what I say to do. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, and thank you.